Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Thursday afternoon. Fascinating to me. Absolutely fascinating. That some of the same people who fought for Title IX protections for women's sports are now conspicuous by their absence as biological men are taking records, winning races, and ultimately taking scholarships away from the daughters of some of these folks who fought for Title IX. I mean, it is bizarre, is it not? You and I like to think, well, when push comes to shove, we're going to be able to mobilize people. We're going to vote. Jeff, we just have to do better at the next election and everything will be fine. Well, what if you were the party in power and you just decided to change all the rules? And the rules were changed, quite frankly, so that you would always win. I hate to tell you this, that's exactly what we're seeing up in Washington, D.C. right now. Nancy Pelosi and her crew, they have something called HR1, which will alter in dramatic fashion how we do things here in the United States. Sarah Anderson is the director of policy over at FreedomWorks, and this is one of the issues she's been dealing with extensively. Sarah, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me on.
Tell me a little bit about HR 1 and what it is designed to do and what it will do if it passes.
Yeah, well, what it's designed to do is exactly what you were saying, which is ensure that Democrats are the ones who stay in power perpetually, right? It is a massive power grab for the federal government from the states in the way that elections are run. Of course, we know that runs counter to the Constitution. It also opens up people who donate to political causes to doxing. We've seen this the past 4 years under President Trump. Anybody who's remotely associated with him gets attacked by the liberal mob. And that's what HR 1 seeks to make the norm, to both silence conservative voices in politics and then furthermore to make sure the Democrats are the only ones who are winning elections. So it's really a huge threat. But, you know, the Democrats, when they can't win on policy, they change the rules.
Now, look, this last election, we were told, we're in the middle of this pandemic. Things are different. This is just a stopgap measure with these massive mail-in ballots and the rest of it. Are we essentially in a situation where the Democrats are saying, yeah, we just want to make that all the norm now?
Yes, absolutely. That's what we're looking at. We've seen these rule changes in HR 1 for elections. HR 1 is not a new bill. It passed through the House last Congress as well in 2019, and now it's passed through the House again just last night with the same radical policies from 2019 being in the bill this year. So them putting those ideas forth for the 2020 election and pretending that they're only because of the pandemic that we find ourselves in is simply not true. You know, these are changes that they've been pushing for a long time that they're going to continue to push to make it easier for Democrats to win elections. You know, maybe here and there, one of the things that the bill does is allows a three-judge panel in Washington, D.C. to redraw any congressional district lines that they don't like. you know, maybe here or there, they'll leave a couple for Republicans, but if they don't like what they see, they'll just change it so the Democrats are the ones who win those seats. And again, that type of thing is not new in this pandemic. It was in the bill in 2019, and it was in the bill this time.
All right. Now, maybe it's just me, Sarah, but as memory serves, the Constitution says these are all the sorts of things that the state legislatures are supposed to do, right?
Yes, indeed. It's in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, that leaves it to the states to determine their own election laws. And that's why you see throughout H.R. 1, there are what are called severability clauses that say if any part of this law is struck down as unconstitutional, the rest of the law is still valid, which means that they're hedging their bets, that they know so much of this bill is unconstitutional. And should it become law, it will be challenged in the courts. And that's them, you know, showing their hand and anticipating this to be true, which is horrific when you think about these are the people who are leading our country that's founded on the principles and what's put forth in the Constitution, and they don't seem to care.
Sarah Anderson is with us. She's the director of policy over at FreedomWorks. I get the same sense you do, that they really don't care. And that being said, look, we've got the Democrats in control of the House and the Senate and the White House. Is this a done deal?
So this bill, and this is an interesting thing to note, is incredibly divisive, which runs exactly counter to what Democrats ran on in 2020, which was unity, bringing the country together, all these feel-good things. And then, of course, they come into office and do exactly the opposite and look to pass these radical agenda items. So this bill, H.R. 1, what they've called the For the People Act, what we've rebranded as the For the Politicians Act, wasn't even able to get the support of the entire Democratic conference. There was a Democrat in the House last night who voted against this bill and joined every single Republican in doing so. So that's incredibly notable, because this member, Benny Thompson from Mississippi, was a co-sponsor of the bill, but he heard from his constituents that they didn't support the bill. And so he decided to vote with his constituents instead of his party, which is a powerful move. What's to note here is that in the Senate, with the filibuster in place for legislation, in order for this bill to pass and go to President Biden's desk, it would have to get 60 votes, which would mean that 10 Republicans, as well as every Democrat member, would have to vote for it. I don't foresee that happening as long as the filibuster stays in place, and especially now, not that there's evidence that this actually does fracture the Democratic caucus. And so it's our hope at FreedomWorks that by driving actions to the Senate, to the more moderate members of that chamber on the Democratic side, that there, if or when they bring this for a vote, that there will be Democratic defections.
All right. So what do we do to help, Sarah?
Yeah. So FreedomWorks has, fortunately, a really easy system to get you plugged in directly with your a legislator in D.C., both in the House and your two in the Senate. You can just text Sarah, that's my name, S-A-R-A-H, to 41490, and it'll put you directly in contact with being able to send a message to your elected official and tell them that you don't support this. Clearly, the fact that we got a Democrat to vote against this bill in the House is evidence that when they hear about specific provisions that people are concerned about, they will respond. If there's significant grassroots pressure, we can make this happen. So again, text Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, to 41490.
All right. Well, listen, Sarah, I appreciate you being here. I want to get you back as this measure moves forward and some of the other pieces of insanity that are going on up there in D.C. I do appreciate you being here. That is Sarah Anderson. She is the director of policy over at FreedomWorks. This is all about just sort of cooking the books ahead of time and saying we'll never have an election where we're going to give people a fair chance. I think that's all that anybody's ever asked for, right? I'm a big guy. I get it. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, just the way it is. Sometimes when you lose, man, you are really upset, you're angry, and you can use that as a motivating factor, right? There are some I know who want to complain forever. Well, we lost, and it's because of this, it's because of, I don't know, whatever it is. You can use it to motivate yourself and others to get out there and do the hard work, or you can sit back and gripe and moan. But this measure that the Democrats are putting forward would change things in such a way that unless you were part of their group, you would never have a chance. And that's why it's so interesting. And I would dare say, well, inspirational, maybe that's over the top, but pretty close to inspirational, that some folks on the Democrat side are saying, yeah, you know what? Even for us, this is outrageous. Even for our side of the aisle, this is egregious and over the top. Anybody remember the Washington Redskins? Oh, they were all the rage for a while. They didn't do particularly well when it came to playing football, but they were a big topic of conversation. And then, of course, they ditched their name. They don't actually have a new name, right? They're simply the Washington Football Team. All right. Well, they've now taken yet another step to move into the realm of irrelevant for many. They have decided that they are dropping cheerleaders. They will no longer have cheerleaders. They used to be the Redskinettes. And then, of course, you know, the Washington Football Teamettes. It just doesn't have the same ring to it. But it matters not, because the beautiful women on the sidelines are now going to be a thing of the past. But not to worry. Washington Football Team leadership says they will be adding a co-ed dance team next year. Yeah, that's what everybody has just been looking for, right? Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.